The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Mark Slater in the studio. We have Catrick and Ludlow over jumps on Wednesday. We have all-weather racing from Lingfield in the afternoon, and we finish the day with an all-weather card at Kempton. So four meetings to look forward to, plenty to look at. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm well, Mark. I'm positive and optimistic.
Good. Good stuff. Before we get stuck into Wednesday's action, John, we've just come off the back of the Hennessy meeting last weekend, another fantastic weekend, and it happens again this weekend. We've got some great racing to look forward to at Aintree. We've got the Tingle Creek as well, and we can have a quick look at those, John. We've got the early decks for the Tingle Creek.
Absolutely right.
And I've got betting on site as well here. Baldur's Succeed is 11-4. Godzone 4-1. 8-1 for Oscar Whiskey. Summersby Nines. 10s for Dodging Bullets, Twin Light, and Wishful Thinking. And then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others.
You know, Mark, people sort of complained a bit when I was in the studio on Monday that the star-studded chasers, etc., were no longer with us. But just when you read out that particular betting for the Tingle Creek, you've got a really competitive field. I mean, it's an exciting race. It's not dominated by any two horses. Mm. Who, you know, lovely to see the stars, but as far as actual and looking for value winners, that race is going to be absolutely splendid if they all go. Oscar Whiskey is the one I think who could be of value in that contest at round about 8-1. I think that's a good price. Mm. I thought he ran well at Cheltenham. He's not a natural chaser, but nevertheless, he's a decent horse, and that could be a bit of value. The question about Godzone, Tom George and Paddy Brennan clearly think this is a star two-mile chaser in the making. Won the Holden Gold Cup well, but, you know, critics might say, what happened to Q Card, A, in that race, and then B, at Haydock? He didn't actually boost the form.
No.
I thought the two which I like in the race are Baldur's Success, if I call it success. I know it's only got one S at the end, but Baldur's Success on, yeah, Alan King's yard, very consistent horse, jumps really well, likes to go off in front. I think that's you know, could be an advantage at Sandown. And I also think Dodging Bullets is at a long price at 10-1.
Yeah.
Autumn horse par excellence, Dodging Bullets. This is a Saturday, Paul Nichols's day, and Dodging Bullets was by no means disgraced at Cheltenham either. Was just beaten by my favourite Simply Ned, but could go well. So Baldur Success and Dodging Bullets with Oscar Whiskey perhaps value.
Okay, so that's the Tingle Creek. That's the big race at Sandown on Saturday. We've also got a very good card at Aintree, where we've got the Beecher Chase. We've also got, well, it looks like we're going to see Holywell in action as well in the listed chase on that card as well. And it's free entry. It's going to be a big crowd, isn't it, John? 42,000 people expected there. What a day that's going to be as well.
That's absolutely tremendous, isn't it? I'm very pleased about that, because I really do think that is the way to encourage future racegoers, you know, to give free entry. And to give free entry at a race meeting like Aintree on Saturday, absolutely fantastic.
Great, isn't it?
What's going to go? Well, now, Holywell is going to take, no doubt, a great deal of chunk out of the betting, and it might be worth looking when the time comes for something else, because Holywell was extremely well beat at Carlisle, but it was the Many Clouds Eduard race, and he just tired in the closing stages. I think this is a horse who only comes into himself at the turn of the year. I've said that before, so he'll start at a short price at Aintree, and he could well get turned over, particularly John Joe's stable at the moment, not in particularly good shape. Beecher Chase, we discussed this in the studio on Monday afternoon for quite a while. I'm a green flag man because I think this is a good horse and hasn't really reached his potential. Lucinda Russell, I know, thinks a great deal about green flag. And the other one I like is Saint Eyre, who I thought ran extremely well at Cheltenham, which is a course he hasn't run well on before. And he likes Aintree. Those will be my two. It's going to be a great weekend because we've even got, I think, the Peterborough Chase on Sunday with Edouard coming in for that. Edouard is, I hope he's declared, I'm sure he is, because that was the target for Nicky Richards, the Peterborough Chase. Monet's Garden won it in the past, and Edouard, you know, he's a really nailing good horse, and there will be some very long faces if he doesn't win the Peterborough Chase.
Okay. Is that the preferred target then, John? Because he's also in at Aintree on Saturday. So
I think you'll find he will go for the Peterborough Chase.
Yeah.
He's certainly going to appear this weekend. He might go to Aintree, but up till now, I've always understood it was the Peterborough which he was going for.
Okay. Good. Well, it's shaping up to be a great weekend of racing, so we'll revisit that along the way. But we must move on, John. We must move on to Wednesday's action. And you've picked out three races for us at Catterick. And we'll get your thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Wednesday. Catterick is the venue that John's picked out three races, and we start in the 12.50, which is a Class 5 handicap chase over 2 miles and three furlongs. It's for four-year-olds and older, and we've got 11 of them in the lineup here, John, and several of them with quite a decent chance in here, John, but quite tricky at the same time.
Yes, it's not a very high-class chase, but it is very competitive. Just sort of nipping down from the top, one or two names worthwhile thinking about. Richard Ford's got his horses in very good shape at the moment. He trains near Garstang, of course, in the Lancashire territory, and he's got steady progress in this race. I think steady progress has probably got to progress a little more quickly if he's going to win, but, you know, the stable's in form. Cumbrian trainer's in pretty good shape. Milan Royal is a Catterick winner at a long price last season. He's trained by a man that many people won't have heard of called Kevin Hunter, who trains near Kendal and only has a string of about half a dozen. This horse is his star, but it's been, you know, a little bit out of form recently.
Did win this race last year as well, John Milan Royal.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. Yes, at a biggish price, I fancy.
5-1.
Oh, no, yes. So he's not a slouch, Milan Royal, and he could go quite well. The two I thought might fight out the finish are Zazamix and Tweedo Paradiso. Zazamix really did cause grinding of teeth when winning at Sedgefield last time, fairly recently. Andy Crook trains this horse, which is very in and out. Decided to be in on the day that I thought Brother Scott couldn't possibly lose at Sedgefield for Sue Smith. And, of course, Zazamix set off in front, jumped like the proverbial stag, and won. Not necessarily ears pricked, but did win rather well. Brother Scott was second. I thought Zazamix might go well here, but I'm very interested in Tweedo Paradiso. Now, I backed this horse at Musselburgh last Friday, and I got a guaranteed price of 8-1. And I was pleased with that, and I rang up William Hill Radio to listen to the commentary, and I ran up in plenty of time, and Tweedo Paradiso had been back down to around about 4-1 co-favourite. Craig Forsyth said he couldn't understand it. I nearly shouted down the telephone, Craig, I can understand it. However, Craig was right. Tweedo Paradiso, despite being very well backed, did not run up to expectations, made a couple of mistakes, and in the end trailed in quite well beaten by Anjou at fifth place, I think.
Yep.
But he comes out again quickly. Now, this is a horse who always needs reasonable ground, and it is possible that the ground was a little bit softer than they thought at Musselburgh. And he's quite a decent animal, Tweedo Paradiso, and I think there was a certain real volume of support for him at Musselburgh, and compensation will be hoped for here at Catterick. So I'm going to go for Tweedo Paradiso for a second chance.
Okay. Yeah, he went off at 100-30 on the day, so very well backed, wasn't he?
He was 8-1 in the morning. Mm. And yes. And disappointed Badder. Let's hope he won't disappoint a Catterick.
OK. The 150 is the second race that John's picked out, and this one is a Class 4 beginner's chase. It's the John Oakesy Memorial beginner's chase, and it's over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. And I suppose Cocktails at Dawn's going to attract a bit of attention here, with being trained by Nicky Henderson and hitting the crossbar on the last couple of occasions. John, is he on your shortlist?
Yes, he is. But I think he may be a bit too short, Cocktails at Dawn. Very interesting in a way that Nicky Henderson's got this runner, perhaps attracted by the Lord Oaksy label, but there are two racecourses where Nicky Henderson doesn't normally appear. Mm. One of them, for some extraordinary reason, is Carlisle. I don't think he's sent a runner to Carlisle. No, he's one of the exceptions, because Carlisle's very popular with major trainers, but Nicky Henderson hasn't resolutely refused to send horses to Carlisle, and I don't really think he sends many to Catterick either. So the fact that Cocktails at Dawn is here has to be significant, and he could easily win, but I think he would be a pretty short price. Three other runners just were worthwhile mentioning. I thought Lord Brendy is actually better than his form indicates. He's the horse who gave poor Kenny Johnson the most dreadful fall, and Kenny, you know, he is recovering, but he's still pretty battered. No jockey has been more battered than Kenny Johnson. He is, of course, the senior National Hunt jockey at the moment, but how long can he go on for? Lord Brendy might go quite well. I thought Modulica's got a chance. Used to be useful with Tim Easterby, now with Patrick Holmes, and could go quite well over fences. But if Cocktail at Dawn is going to have a difficulty to win, Get a Buzz has got to be the one who's going to provide it. Now, this is a very decent handicap hurdler. I ran quite well behind Vasco de Roncere at Haydock last time, finishing fifth, I think. I've seen him run and win some decent hurdles in the past. He's got a physique, I think, which has the scope to jump fences well. And Tim Easterby is certain to get a beginner's chase, I would imagine, out of Get a Buzz. So Cocktails at Dawn, I think, will be too short. I thought Get a Buzz could be a little bit of value.
OK, Get a Buzz then in the 150. And we move on to the 250, and this is a Class 4 handicap chase over the extended 3 miles and 1 furlong. We have a field of 6 in this one, John. And which ones do you like here?
Well, I've got a sort of loyalty here, which is always a dangerous thing to have, and that is Alanard. I like Alanard. We'll just go to him in a moment or two. But Gallery Exhibition is surely going to be a worthy favourite in this race. I imagine he'd be a favourite. Kim Bailey, not a man who often travels to Catterick either. Mm. And I thought this horse ran extremely promisingly as far as the context of this race is concerned. When a relatively close-up fourth at Exeter behind Gasline Boy. And, you know, that is pretty good form compared to what the horse is running at Catterick. I have to say Gallery Exhibition will probably go pretty well. I also have a little bit of interest in Blackwell Synergy, who represents John Upson. Now, he might have had horses at Catterick, but he's a trainer who used to have, you know, a lot of horses in his yard. Hardly has any more now. Yeah. But this horse ran quite well at Kempton when placed behind Woodyer. I'm going to go, though, for Alanard. Martin Todd Hunter, stable in form. This horse jumped like the proverbial stag at Newcastle, and I think he's got this race very much in mind.
Okay, Alanard then, the selection for John in the 250. Let's just have a quick summary then, John, of your thoughts, if you wouldn't mind, before you go.
Well, you start off at the 1250 at Catterick, and the choice there is Tweedo Paradiso to make up for the Musselburgh expensive defeat. In the 150, I thought Cocktails at Dawn was going to be extremely difficult to beat, but I thought Get a Buzz could be value, and Alanard is my choice in the 250.
OK, good work, John. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy it on Wednesday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of of John Budden on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it here on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Mark Slater will be in the studio. We have Catrick and Ludlow over jumps alongside Lingfield on the all-weather on Wednesday afternoon. And we finish the day with all-weather action on the Poly Track at Kempton. So four meetings to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.